Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Won't you, and I know that you
Chocolate cigar smoker himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good, bro?
My dear brother, what's happening with you, man? Tonight's a good night, man. It's just time for the get down, man. And
know
I just
this?
Hope they're ready because this is what they act for, man.
And this is what they always asking for, man. So I guess we just had to give it to them and give it to them raw.
See, and you know, man, we tend to shy away from all the naughty talk because while you and I could always do naughty talk poetry, we figured it out a long time ago that there's so many other things happening in the community that we need to talk about and discuss, and that's what we do on the Get Down. But every so often, we got to let them know we're still men of the cloth, silk cloth, that is.
Yeah.
And when I say silk, I mean sheets. So we got to remind them every so often that, yeah, we do this poetry thing, but we definitely do that naughty thing too. So in the words of Tretch, feel me flow. Feel me flow.
Yeah.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I had a great day. Work was work, and you know, I've been chomping at the bit thinking about this show and exactly what piece I was going to write, but I managed to ink out something since we've been all naughty and nasty tonight.
Ooh, yes sir. You managed to be. Since the topic came up and we've had some early discussions before shows like we tend to do, you said that you was going to come with something naughty. And I was like, I'm going to try to match that energy. And you was like, nah, Jay, don't try. Like Yoda said, do. So I'm here. Listen. I want to make sure that I keep it moving because I want all the smoke, the charcoal, and the lighter fluid.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And tonight's music, man, is all about the naughtiness.
I love it, man. Mm. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should happen to be listening in online, let me first welcome you to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And online listeners, if you'd like to dial in, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press 1. If you already here and you'd like to be naughty with us, you got some nasty that you'd like to spill over. On the mic.
Since we're being naughty, why don't you do that? And this is specifically for the women, fellas. I hope you can catch up. Why don't you do that on our mics?
Yeah.
like the song says, you can do whatever you like.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Or they can lick the wrapper lollipop.
Especially after it has melted with whatever is your favorite flavor, neighbor.
I'm just saying.
We got lost a little bit, Jay.
So
I'm just saying.
First, let's give a let you know that the show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Huh. I got mine on.
I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine.
Let's give a shout out to our CEO. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas.
A.k.a. that dude, the legend,
the CEO
the one,
of
the only.
Raw Links. Give it to him, Jay. Give it to him, man. Give it to him.
The one, the only, the myth, the legend, that man, that dude, that poet, that performer, the pestilence of excellence, you know, the Rosicrucian of the poetic execution, this cat, the creator, whose blessed hand not only created Epiphany Radio Universe, but created Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet.
That's right. So make sure y'all hit him up either say thank you for Epiphany Radio or just go ahead and get you some raw links. Now, J-Rob, before you tell them about the show tonight, man, I got to put this on, man, because things about to happen. Yeah. They
ride. Tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get my voice in. Tonight's voice, ladies and gentlemen. They wanted it, so you're gonna get it, and we're gonna give it to them. Tonight is the nasty edition of the Get Down. Because me and my brother don't get to spit like this often, you're going to get what you asked for. And I hope you're ready. Because this, whatever happens, is your fault. Let's go.
Waiting for this moment. Ladies, maybe y'all want us to sound, maybe we want y'all to sound a little bit like this. They're not ready, Jay.
They're not ready.
Ladies, fellas, let them know. What if we...
In the morning, I can make you breakfast, baby. Get you ready for work, and let me be your housekeeper, girl. In the evening, I can get you back.
Nah, JJ, they not ready, Jay.
They better check out the event page. They better check out the event page. Man, listen, we going there. We going old school. We going new school. If it is something that can bring you to your knees as you aim to please.
No, he didn't.
Come on now.
He didn't.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby,
what
you wanna do?
You know what? Let me stop. Cause somewhere somebody already getting soaked and wet.
You know, there's a particular song that matches my piece, and the lyrics are so dope. Cause y'all remember that joint that said, "Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Let me play with your body, baby." I happen to like that one.
You talking about
that right there? Baby. Yeah.
Woo!
Freaky baby, just like that. Freaky baby.
But yo,
let me play with
your body, baby, make you real hot. But then
they're not ready, Jay.
Van, there's an old school song from back in the day, and my man went into the chorus, and he said, "Have you ever been kissed from head to toe, down your back, round to your navel?" And if you just say yes. Oh yeah, we're playing all of this.
This is that
music you're supposed to play when you watching him do what he's doing to you, and you biting your lips saying, "This motherfucker gonna make me come tonight." Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that you looking at. You're like, I don't believe he that nasty. Oh yeah. Tonight's that night.
I mean, Jay.
Mm.
You think they're ready now? You think
come
they're
on,
ready
man.
Now?
Come on, man.
You think they're ready now, Jay?
I like it when you lose. I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play.
Stop. Let me. Whew. Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe. Just maybe.
I need your body in ways that you don't understand, but I'm losing my patience. Cause we've been going over and over again. Girl, I just wanna take you home and get right to it. No one gotta
take you home and just get right to it. J-Rob, I think I'm ready, bro. I don't know about them, but I think I'm ready. Matter of fact, I know I'm ready. Is you ready, bro?
Ooh-wee, Van. Van, let me tell you something. Am I ready? Brother, you heard me ask you before. Is pig pussy pork? Am I ready? I am so ready. So question, brother. Question. Since I went first last week, I gotta give this one up to you because I need them to hear what they're about to get into and how this show is about to jump off. Ladies, before we even get into this, I'm going to give you all a couple of seconds, get you something really nice and sexy to drink. Hopefully it's the favorite wine of your delight, something that will make your taste buds says, when you going to put the other thing in? And then I want you to close your eyes when you listen to Van and myself and just imagine this type of poetry being parts of your body. And if you can imagine that, then girl, shit. Welcome to the Get Down. What say you, Van Meadows? What say you?
I'm ready to get down, bro. I'm ready.
Then let me put my mic to the side, brother. And if you would please inspire us with your delectable delight of passionate naughtiness. And get down.
I was awakened by one of the most beautiful things. She was throating me, sucking me, slurping on me, her king. Well, I thought it was the sunlight. It was the rays of her melanin deep throating me just right. She said, Daddy, ain't no way I was letting that morning hardwood go to waste. So I definitely had to have my breakfast appetizer for my buds to taste. After she was done sucking my dick, she hopped on reverse cowgirl and did this trick where she took control and started creaming and squirting all over me. But the visual I was able to see made me so rock hard. She had me so fundamentally scarred, point whether I couldn't tell if I was asleep or awake. The way she was riding this dick, I thought it was a sexual remake of how to make this man moan my name. So she was here putting in work like a porn star for fortune and fame. She hopped off and bent over and arched her back, told me to slide it in from the back. While my balls smacked her clit, she can come from that penetration and sensual stimulation. Fuck me, Daddy. She moans in anticipation of her orgasmic climatic ending, see. She told me I better not come in her. On her knees, she decided to taste me again, asking, please, fuck her. Fuck her mouth until I ooze all in it. As she sucked my head and gripped it, I moaned so loud as I was coming. I was
now, as a guy, I'm not supposed to be like, whoa. But as your brother, I got to be like, whoa. How you make this man moan my name? She was here putting in work like a porn star for fortune and fame. She hopped off, bent over, arched her back, told me to slide it in from the back while my balls was all the smack, the clit she just came from, of sensual penetration, of stimulation. Fuck me, daddy, she moans. Man, please. Man, please.
Thank you, bro. Just a little something
oh
that I dribble and dabble in when we say no.
Oh my God! Did y'all hear this? Did y'all hear? Forget the playback. Did y'all hear this? That's like she grabbed you by the throat and she said she told me I better not come in her on her knees. She decided to taste me again, asking please. Fuck her mouth until I ooze all in it as she sucked my head and gripped it, moaned so loud as I was coming. Yeah, I was coming. Not for that fan. I don't steal a lot of your poetry. I don't steal a lot of your poetry because you know how much I love you, bro. Stealing is
right,
not
right,
good,
right.
But I'm stealing the fuck out of some of these lines. This is so dope. This is so dope.
You are more than welcome, my brother. You are more than welcome.
Wee! Oh, let me. Ooh, and if I can make the video, but they gonna ban me off of YouTube if I make the video the way I hear it in my head. They, because there's a part of YouTube that says "nigga, please," and they're gonna stop me from doing this video.
Right. Hey, I appreciate that. I enjoyed the naughtiness. Mm. But listen.
I did nothing. Why?
I'm not the only one. Let me take a step back. J-Rob, get on down.
My dear orgasm. Hey, baby, did you miss me? Because I can see you like a peekaboo with your clit poking out of those panties that are see-through. And I can tell that you like what I do to you when it's all for you, because it's all I know what to do when I make the blood rush to your pussy lips like this is crowd control. And I can't wait to see you when you see me looking at you, sweating and shaking so uncontrollably, because this is what I need to be, because this is what you told me to be, nasty. I see you, silky, swollen, and holding wide open as waiting for my cravings, my tasting, and soft, warm, and heavy, hot breathing on your shaven skin. Watching how your clit gets swollen while it's throbbing all over again. So what do? I do what you told me to do. I French kiss you slowly, watching you bite your fucking lips and spine tingling. Lightning strikes your body as the candles start to get dim. I tell you to prepare for deep strokes and good fucking, because supreme pussy eating and fucking is about to begin. You arch your back and you begin to beg for more. Clit kissing affection, your lips are slippery and wet, just begging for some deep kissing and some soft licking. And because, girl, I keep telling you, this is how the fuck I pay attention. Your legs shaking uncontrollably for me. Your clit start throbbing for me, wetting up the insides of your womanhood and silky goodness for me, because it's got its sights on all of this chocolatey stiffness. This is that grip. And I can still feel the buildup in you, so I slide my fingers in you. So I suck up your moans from your mouth, because I don't need loud sounds in my house before I lick your round mounds. Then I move your moans from my mouth to your pussy lips. Kiss you first and quench my thirst and dive all into it. Love tasting your pussy with all that soft skin. But what I do, besides the reason for me to be with you, is sound the alarm, because I want your orgasms in my mouth and let me taste the sounds again. I want to fuck you so bad that even you won't bleed. I mean, think about it. I'm the best thing that's ever been fucking you. So tell me something. How many more multiple orgasms does your pussy really need? I'm just trying to get in where I fit in, and I fit in perfectly with you. in peace.
Yo, 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 yo. Hold on, hold on, hold on. So I French kiss you slowly, watching you bite your lips as spine tingling lightning strikes your body as the candle lights get dim. Prepare for the deep strokes and good fucking, because supreme pussy eating is about to begin. You arch your leg back and begin to beg for more clit kissing affection. Your lips are slippery and wet and just begging for some deep kissing and soft licking attention. Your legs shake uncontrollably for me. Your clit starts throbbing for me, wetting up the insides of your womanhood goodness, because it's got its sights on my chocolatey stiffness. Boy, you's a bad man. You's a bad man. Bro, this right here, hey, yo, I'm stealing some lines, bro. I'm definitely stealing some of these.
Bro,
I am definitely stealing some of these lines.
I'm just trying to get in where I fit in when it comes to all of this, man. And, you know, occasionally I got to come out of my bag because people don't think that I could do this. They be thinking that, you know, J-Rob's on that soft consciousness shit. And I'm like, wait a second. I got pig tendencies. And my piggery is serious. I just don't display it or talk about it. But tonight's that night. So we got to do that. And I'm humbled that you dug this piece, bro. Very, very humbled.
This was amazing. Just pure fire, man.
And just so that people understand something, y'all do realize me and Van got more clips in the chamber. Don't play.
Facts.
We got
facts.
More clips in the chamber. Act like y'all don't want to press one, and this will be the kind of show y'all didn't want to hear from me and Van. Some of y'all are going to look at your boyfriends real differently. Some of y'all going to call somebody and be like, you know what? I forgive you for all that shit tonight. You can come over. Because I just heard something that reminded me of you and you and, oh, shit, yeah, you. So act like y'all don't want to press one and have fun with us. We got more in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me and Van go there. I'm sorry, Van. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good, bro.
They act,
you good.
They ask for it, and they're going to get it. Like it said in
they
the advertisement. They want it, so we're going to give it to them.
We're going to give it to them.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so,
welcome to the nasty edition of the Get Down.
Indeed. But now it's time for us to open these mics and hear what the audience, what the poets have to say. Nasty. First, Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hello, my sexy man.
Wait. Before you even say hello.
Yeah.
Tonight's the nasty edition. So you got to say hello to both of us in a very sexy manner. Since
okay.
Your name is Miss Lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since you asked for it, hey, J-Rob, what's going on, sexy?
I'll take sexy. Daddy sounds better, but I'll take sexy. I'm good.
Hey, Van, what's going on, my bearded friend?
Yes, I like it. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. How you
sound
doing?
Like both y'all are doing good. I heard what y'all was saying. Got a little warm in here. Oh, yeah.
Well, then, that means we started our evening off the right way.
Absolutely.
So, Van, there you go.
Yeah. So, Miss Lips.
Yeah.
You prepared to wet our mics with those lips?
I sure enough am.
Well, go ahead and get on down.
His eyes are the color of buckwheat honey, and his skin is smooth, dark molasses. Thick and not too tall. And my heart flutters whenever he walks into the room. because he feels so damn good to me. Even though I know he's no damn good for me. Part of me loves him dearly because he's sweet to me and compassionate. And he knows me in ways that no man ever has. But if you cross him, he can cut you off so quickly that it makes your head spin. He can turn to stone at the drop of a dime, and the blankness in his expression can make your blood run cold. But oh, when he touches me, the fire is almost immediate, because there's something about him that I can't resist. In this world that exists between us, I'm an empress, and he serves me as my king. The things he does to my body feel like worship. And even though the sex is mind-blowing, it ain't about me. Because what he does to me is all for his pleasure. Oral sex for him is a feast prepared for one. He sits down to his table and blesses his meal, then begins with the finger food, dipping into me, enjoying the sweet stickiness, licking his fingers like KFC. And once he tastes me, the feeding frenzy begins. Licking, sucking, burying his tongue in me so deep that the strains of funeral songs begin to play. And as my rain pours begins to pour, he vacuum sucks my clit into his mouth, rolling his tongue around it till I explode in ecstasy. Violent shudders rack my body like grand mal seizures as he maintains the pressure till I can't take it anymore. And as my shudders reduce to a twitch, he rises from his table and exposes 9 inches of thick magic that's about to carry me beyond the cosmos. He eyes me as I lay there, anticipating his next move. And he giggles out loud, amused at how well I take his antics, and says, "You ready for this punishment?" But he doesn't wait for my answer. Instead, he sinks himself balls deep inside me and long strokes me. The motion is so intoxicating that I begin to feel drunk. And each delicious stroke ends with just a tinge of pain that I absolutely love. And he damn well knows it. So he takes full advantage of my sadistic pleasure, slamming his head against my cervix, creating excruciating pleasures that defy logic, pounding me in metronomic rhythms, slapping my ass against his thighs as he pulls me closer to the edge of the bed and gets on his feet. Now, fully in control of all we do, he raises my legs to his shoulders and holds my hips in his hands, twisting and turning his body from side to side, probing every crevice of my yoni, making me cry out to God and curse all together. Jesus, oh shit, yes, 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 baby, damn, take this pussy, yes. As my climax comes hard and my stomach clenches from all his deep dives, but it ain't over yet because he is yet to let go. So he rides my wave to its conclusion, still rock hard and palpitating. As I go limp, he gets savage, turning me over and hanging me over the edge of the mattress. He spreads me wide and plunges back in, this time piled driving himself with jackhammer beats to the very depths of my soul. And when he reaches his peak, that deep southern drawl turns into animalistic groans and growls with guttural screams of, "God damn it, woman, look what you made me do," as he sprays me to the nape of my neck with sweet ambrosia. I have no will to move, and my legs are like used paper straws now. As he stands over me and marvels, surprised at himself for how much he has made a mess. So he crosses the hall and returns with a towel to wipe away the remnants so that we can tangle ourselves together and sleep. But it won't last long because he never lets the sun find him still with me. This is the sex, love, pain we share. Till next time, I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Woo! It's the sweet ambrosia for me, bro. It's the ambrosia. The paint my neck with the sweet ambrosia.
Bro. My God, yes.
That part.
It was also to take this pussy for me, Jay. So much so that you know.
I can't wait till you come over. I'm not sober. So.
Yeah.
You know how it's about to go.
I definitely know how it's about to go. Miss Lips.
Did I understand the assignment?
You understood the assignment. Yes.
Like all kinds of motherfuckers.
My God.
Like all kinds of motherfuckers. Yes, you understood the assignment. like they said back in the day, dazam. did you understand the assignment?
I'm so happy I got it all right, and I'm so happy you guys are speaking to me.
Yeah. My mic is quite lubricated.
I kind of like pleasing the two of you.
See, the funny part is when my dude says something like that, I can't compliment that because I know this is Pride Month, but I can't be complimenting that. I'm just have to think of something different. Because normally when my man says something fly, I'll be like, yeah, what he said. I can't do that. This time. I got to think of something really smooth.
Right.
So I gotta be
right.
Smooth. And be like, yeah, I'm just as excited to hearing your voice. And I know that's not half as sexy as I'm lubricated, but still, you get the point. I'm just sitting here pinching my nipple rings. I'm sitting here pinching my nipple rings while you were spitting.
Mm.
And
yes,
I do have nipple rings. It's not a game. I'm a grown ass man, damn it.
I have a labia ring, so just be careful when you play with me.
No. Check. What you're supposed to do is check your insurance policy. Take a look at me. Take a look at the part of your insurance policy that's the J. Rob section. And if you can't really live up to that part, be like, I think I'm going to call for help. And that's cool.
No, I don't think I need help. I think I can manage.
That's what they say. And then the booyah hits them, and they're like, help, it was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
I ain't scared of you, J. Rob.
Oh man,
Then she was some Bernie Mac. She's like, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
I ain't scared of you. Well, Miss Lips, thank you so much for coming in and wetting up the place. But we're going to send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. The DJ has got plenty of more sultry, sexy music for you to dance to. So
I wore my water shoes tonight.
There you go. You're going to need them tonight.
you're not going to need that where we're going, baby. Ain't no way you're going to talk about the sweet ambrosia and then talk about our war protection. Nigga, please. Get down.
Okay, so I need the stilettos then.
You can have stilettos and you can bring help. Just say yes.
I want to wrap those stilettos back behind your head.
Ooh, everybody say that until they start checking their. Until they check the insurance policy, and you're like, "Oh, this didn't have a platform shoe policy." Yeah, but it's all right. At least you tried. So we're gonna have to sashay you off to the Get Down dance floor. Dance slow, girl, because it's coming your way.
Yeah, I got the slow wine going
right,
tonight.
Lips.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Bro, did she understand the assignment? Hell yeah, she understood.
Did she understand? Bro, the sweet ambrosia.
Yeah,
I mean, back in the day, we used to call those pearl necklaces. She talking about the sweet ambrosia. Ooh, sweet Jesus.
I don't think it's going to get any better, bro, because we got one half of the Erotic Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, I have some sexy shit to say to y'all. I can't even do it.
You know you playing with. Choose your words carefully, because, girl, we're very quick-witted gentlemen.
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's just how I'm saying it.
Van, before she says anything, would you believe? Hold up. Did you say she's one half of the Erotic Love Zone?
I did.
You said she's one half of the Erotic Love Zone.
Yeah, that is correct.
She had the unmitigated gall. To tell us I didn't write nothing nasty. She on the Erotic Love Zone moaning.
Right,
I
man.
Mean, I miss my train listening to her moan on her show.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she did like 3 or 4 pieces last night of that nasty.
Bro, she was like, she said, "Will you pull my dreads and squeeze my nipples?" I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
I missed my train.
Yeah.
And then she talking about, "I didn't write nothing naughty for the Get Down." Do that shit you did yesterday.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Hold on.
All right.
Yes, sir.
This is what
she sounds like. She sounds like this right here. Yeah. Right here.
I need a rider. Go down and slide up. I hope you can handle the stick shift, babe, cause you gotta drive it. Girl, don't try to fight it when I'm all up inside it. Shifting the gears on my stick shift, babe, you got me excited.
Yeah, that's what she sound like. That's what she sound like. If y'all missed last night's show,
If you missed last night's show, welcome to the Get Down, because this is kind of like part 2.
It really is. It really,
it's
she,
kind of like
she,
part two.
Her, let me tell you, her and her naughty co-host wanted to know, has anybody ever told you how you tasted?
But yeah.
That was last night.
I mean, that was last night. She's like, you know, when you got it all in and it's all the way in and then you pull it out and then she put it on all on her tongue and then she kissed you after that. She's like, so tell me what you taste like after you taste me when I taste you and we
right.
taste each other kind of shit.
Right.
I was like,
right.
what?
Right. Right.
I said
mm-hmm.
nothing of the sort.
mm-hmm. But notice how she didn't say I was lying, Van, because her brother wasn't
exactly.
lying.
Exactly. go ahead. Can you usher her to the mic so,
yes,
so she can
I'm not
can,
even asking.
Let her honey drip all over that thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna moan like someone that I know did. I'm just gonna, because I know you got something that even though you're pretending you don't, but even with what you got. Welcome to the Nasty Edition. And go ahead and get on down.
Yes, Bobby. This is called My Alpha. When I walked in the room after showering, he was just sitting in the chair looking at me instead of laying on the bed as usual. I stopped moving towards him and stood still, trying to contain my passion while staring at him until he motioned for me to come to him. With a smirk on my face, I walked over, placing my hands on both sides of his face, and as I slowly straddled him, he slid a hand under my towel and up between my thighs to touch her, fingering me while staring in my eyes. There was just something about the way he looked at me. Maybe he just likes me wet like that. I moaned as he pulled his fingers out so he could slide inside me, and as I slid down on him, he put the fingers he fingered me with to my mouth. Just as I parted my lips to taste, he leaned in to help me clean them off. This kind of shit drove me crazy because he knew that I loved the taste of me anywhere on him, which made me ride him hard. The kissing and my juices flowing, that first fuck never takes me long to explode. Now, as much as he loves the way I ride, he loves control even more so. So we took it to the bed where he could taste me more and ride me more, just the way he wanted. Now, I don't know what part of the control it is, where the magic lies, but I swear this man must have his own special spot in heaven. Because when he touches me, he takes me to a place no other man that has known me ever has. He keeps me juicy. Young switch. And he knows just what to say to me, when to say it to me, and how to say it. He is so impassioned when I give him that control, so commands are necessary because he's my alpha, and I'm obedient, and that's the piece.
Okay. Van, I want you to think about what we heard yesterday and compare it to what she just gave us. Just think about that.
Mm-hmm. I am. And
we should make her do a second piece. because she was moaning yesterday like she was touching it. And she was talking that shit yesterday like she was touching it. She was being graphically naughty like she was touching it.
See, J-Rob, I thought that too, right? But then as I'm hearing her octaves go a little lower, I would swear she was sitting in a chair touching it right now. She just didn't want to let everybody know that she was doing it. Why she was doing the piece?
That part right there.
Trying to be all reserved. While she maybe he likes the way I touch it. Damn right he likes the way you touch it. And my J-Rob boys.
The hell, man. The hell.
Oh my God! Y'all sound like, oh my God!
Cause man, she can't throw moaning like she was in the room by herself and ignored the rest of the world. And she's like, it's just hun her toy, and 5 minutes of forever. And she's like, oh, you nasty motherfucker! I'm like, okay. And then she come on our show. And she's like, when you made me ride it, made me touch it. I'm like, what sophisticated shit is this? What sophisticated nastiness is this? Granted, the piece was dope. I'm not saying the piece wasn't dope. But yesterday she was like, no. Yesterday you moaned like there was nobody in the room. Today you gave us a little whimper like,
don't touch the kitty like that. Don't touch the kitty like that. You know I like it when you touch the kitty like that.
I got another piece for you. You see, can't satisfy. Damn it! It is just greedy. But I got you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're in the presence of a couple of brothers with a high sex drive, girl. You can't be in here like moaning like you're 15 or you're a grown ass woman.
That part,
what? Like, and I know good and damn well, you're not the kind of woman that want to date a dude that be like, I just want to make love to you and love you personally. You want a dude to grab you by your dress and be like, I want you to fuck the shit out of me. Play with me, motherfucker, God damn it. Fuck. I'm just saying.
La Perla Negra.
Come on. Yeah.
Before we usher you to the dance floor.
And no moaning.
As you slip and slide your way over there, can you
slosh
tell everybody what you got going on?
Slowly.
Oh, let me show. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I will have a special co-host with me by the name of Rob Poetry Mother. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, we had part two to last week's show. Last night. So maybe, just maybe, if y'all good, we get part three.
And if we're good.
My bad.
My mic should have been turned off. My bad.
Y'all come on by and get caught up in the erotic love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. La Pearl and
the... She pretend that she's innocent, man. She's like, oh, and we're just going to have a good show. Back to you, gentlemen.
The fuck? Did you hear the shit she said yesterday?
Oh, my God.
We're going to come back. We're gonna, she's going to moan for us. I mean, she's going to spit another piece for us.
She's
going to
spit another piece.
We got this.
I heard her squirt. I'm just saying. But
no.
I'm just saying.
Ooh, God.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Oh,
y'all ain't right.
Mm-hmm. squishy, squishy.
I'm gonna get your ass later for this.
One love,
I'm just
one
saying,
baby.
I'm just saying, one love and one my baby. Or
one
should
love,
I say,
my.
Sweet, sweet, squishy, squishy.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, him, J. Rob, the wise son.
That's me.
The dialing number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to get in on this naughty edition. But I don't know about you.
Mm.
I love it when...
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for our sugar. Watch it. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Yeah. I love me a good kisser, Jay. Ooh, I love a good kisser.
Bro, if a sister can kiss, if a woman can really kiss, then bruh, you know she got MFP. MFP can go from minimum to maximum freak potential. So if she can kiss, I need to find out whether or not her MFP matches. And if her MFP matches, she might get the job.
Let's oh man. This next one, Jay. This next one. Ooh, this next one. I wonder if she a good kisser. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, who do we have?
Mother of Dragons. Good evening.
Well, hello, Mother.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing?
Wait. Van, you talk to her. I got to get a cigar, and I got to get something to drink. I got to get a cigar, because I know Mother's going to bring something that I really need to listen to. And let me take off my shirt. Get me some baby oil. Okay.
Yeah, because Ursha Baby said, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang.
Because she liked the bang.
You know, I've never had any complaints, and I've always been first in all my books. So, yeah.
J-Rap.
I'm sorry if you heard.
Yeah, I can toot my horn.
Oh no, baby. You should never have someone toot. You should never toot your own horn. You should let somebody toot your horn for you and allow your horn to be tweaked. And in any way,
if I do, I have to kill him. So we
Well, it's getting real scandalous.
Well, let me just explain. I'm already around for the game of death. So you ain't saying a whole hell of a lot except who's next,
baby.
Oh my God!
Okay.
J-Rob,
I got my
your oil.
Cigar.
You all right? You got your oil?
I got my cigar. I got some African healing oil. I got libations. The lights is out. It's just, man, turn your head. This ain't about you, brother. This is just me and Miss Mother. Just me and Mother. Hey, Mother.
Hey.
How you did? Not even doing good. Like D-E-W, do, meaning wet, do in.
I'm there. I'm doing good.
I bet you are, girl. I bet you are. All chocolatey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Van, you're supposed to talk to her. My bad. I spoke to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Appreciate it.
My bad. I don't want you to tell me I'm jumping across the table again.
Jump across the table with it in your hand now. Come on now.
My bad. I'm going to light my cigar because I know something's coming. I mean, something is approaching. My bad. Please continue.
Mother of Dragons.
Yes.
Are you ready to be nasty with us? Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
And go ahead and get on down.
All right. Name of this poem is called Tony Stark's Was Here. Iron handprints on my derriere. His light beams on my ass. Asking Jarvis for the history of the predecessors. Brilliant tech used at his discretion. Stylus imprint on my breast. We say less, but assume the obvious, that Daniel's style session was going to happen. He created futuristic toys, electronic whips and chains, sonic dildos, interface-able nodules to adapt with different shapes and sizes. Tony was here. Yes. Out-of-orbit sex. Out of oxygen, recording my last will and testament. To beat down was inflicted. He decimated the competition. With the superimposed metallic organ, he screamed, "I am Iron Man." Total devastation was willed. Finally, the end game. My final gesture was destroyed. Any hope of resurrecting his iron rod was hopeless. Tony was here to make the last sacrifice, his heart reactor. And that was that piece.
My goodness. Whew.
Woo!
Excuse me, J-Rap, excuse me. Don't go jumping. My name is Iron Man.
Brother Man, only thing I got to say to that piece is that I'm trying to be somewhere next to her today, tomorrow, and the hereafter so that she can say, fuck all that Iron Man shit. I want to see your Black Panther.
Ooh. You naughty boy, you naughty boy.
Welcome to the get down. Welcome
you
to the get down.
Well, I got Black Panther tattoo on my thigh, so you know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Lord yeah. have mercy. Booty so big. Work. Oh, I'm sorry. I went somewhere just for a second. I thoroughly enjoyed this piece. So much so.
Let us remember, Van, when it comes to dancing with your sister, I'm slow dancing from the back.
J-Rob. You heard her say she was
well, you
a good kisser.
You got to be able to share
it
now.
I got her
from
the front.
You got,
it's all right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I
okay.
am completely
okay.
selfish with these backshot babies. So
she has a
don't
she
don't,
has
don't,
a
don't
lot
fuck with my fantasies.
Things. She has a
yes,
lot.
Yes, she
of
does.
In the front.
And all of her chocolatey goodness starts at the back of the line. Because she's got a very big future behind her. And
I do.
I'm trying to fulfill my own personal fantasy. Matter of fact, that's the next song. It's just a fantasy. Check the event page, y'all. It is not a game.
Magazine. Ow. I've seen it, heard it all before. Oh, my bad. Mother of Dragons. Yes. We're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor because you know how we do. We always come over. I mean,
yeah.
Visit you on the dance floor.
Visit you,
after
yeah, on
the
dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Don't mind the wet spots, baby. That ain't none of your business. Just come on.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons. Ooh, J-Rob, the wise son. Boy, you hear this stuff that's going on tonight? Do you hear this?
I'm just saying.
Make me want to be... All right. We got a show.
They're not ready for that one that red light special, bro. Come on now, stop teasing them. They're not ready for that red light special. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play the red light special dirty version on the event page. If y'all ain't tagging into this event page, I don't know what your problem is. We going in tonight. Van, who might we have next?
Oh man, we got next up on the mic, ready to make it all wet, Amelia T. Davis. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello?
You there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I thought we missed you.
I said, good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
My bad. I missed that part.
Apparently.
Hello? I'm sorry. I got so much going on, and it's a good night tonight to be on the Get Down. Welcome, Emilia, Poetical Queen, to the Get Down. It's good to have you.
Poetical Angel Queen.
Poetical Angel Queen, is good to have you amongst us.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
You hear that, J-Rob? She said, please. The way she said, please.
Mm-hmm.
To be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's your friend.
J-Rob.
Yep.
I should
talk to me.
For the mic. We can hear what she got for this nasty edition.
Emilia, welcome to the Get Down, the nasty edition. Tonight's your night to share a certain piece of you with us. And if you are prepared, the mic is yours to go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you so much. This piece is called Bare Back Ride. You don't know me, but let me introduce myself. I am the fabulous one. Why do you think they call me that? Because I got the hottest, tightest, juiciest peach in America. Once you get a taste, there is no going back. You will keep coming back for more, because I can take a licking and keep on ticking. The peach is so sweet like no other, delicious as you swallow the juices. My throat is very flexible to swallow the largest of chocolate bars. The bigger, the better. Love that creamy center. After you explode, I will lick and suck it back into firmness. Then, as you ease it into my
sweet peach, you have got to take your time. If you don't, you just might explode when you feel the tight hotness that is deep within. My muscles will grip you in a loving hug as you continue to slide. My hips meeting you with every thrust. And my pillow talk, not the average kind. You will be howling in delight. Difficult to stay quiet when you've met your match. I'm an expert rider and will mount you, riding bareback, backwards and forwards, and even sideways. I have never met a man that could not resist my charms and the skill in which I execute the thrill. Question is, when you found a peach this good, can a bowl withstand the juices that will cover it, oozing as it slides into the cavern of ecstasy? The only true way to know is to meet me and try a taste of this sweet, juicy peach. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Ooh, wee, this is...
Are you? Or you really went there?
Baby. Ooh, baby.
K-Rob, she said the tightest. And I heard that. I heard that.
We need to talk about where we're taking this thing.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, y'all coming through here tonight trying to make us act all out of character. Hoo-cha. That was nasty. Oh, that was so nasty. Just so nasty.
Oh, did you like it, Daddy? I'll give you some more.
Oh, we might have to have a second round, J-Rob. Hey! Why, son, where are you? You there? Or are you still messing with the oil?
Nah, I'm right here, man. I'm right here. I had to gather myself. Excuse me, bro. My computer almost messed up. I had to gather myself. I am back in effect mode.
All right.
Daddy.
Amelia T, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor. You know, it's pretty wild out there. It's a lot going on. But stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. It'll
one
be
love,
my pleasure. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, beloved. One love and one mic.
Yo, tonight is bananas, man. We got the next artist on the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we heard Mother of Dragons talking about Tony Stark and Iron Man. But I am here to tell you the next artist is just that. He is Iron Man. Mr. Tuesday Night, King Drip, Epiphany Zone, host of all the shows Tuesday, Mahavi. Harvey, 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 Harvey.
Thank y'all, Wallen. Anyway, what's
up, bro?
Y'all filthy. Y'all dirty. I was in here listening. I had to leave the room several times. It's bad, man.
I ain't do nothing.
You did everything. Shut up. You did everything. In here, pouring honey sweetly into these people's ears. Lisa Lips in here, just you know, moaning. Take this. I'm like, Lord, everybody just came in here. Mother Dragons. You know, I'm Iron Man, but I would love to be Tony Stark.
Nah, baby. They come to Mother Dragons, brother. I'm trying to be War Machine.
Listen, I'm just
my man.
You know, I'm just here. I'm just around. I'm just hanging out. Okay, guys. Guys. Hanging out with you guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be a quarter of the poets that you guys happen to be, because you're fantastic, you know. You know.
You lay on a bed of lies, sir. A bed of
what
lies.
What are you saying, sir? Sir. Mm-mm. That's not me.
Good day to you, sir. You sit on a bed of lies, sir.
Sir, I don't know anything that you're speaking of, sir. Good day to you, sir. Good day.
Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you prepared, sir? Are you prepared?
I don't know. I think I might be, but you know, we'll try it out.
Well, brother, me and J-Rob won't get out the way, because believe it or not, outside of me and J-Rob, you are the first masculine energy to grace the mic outside of he and I. So my brother, we want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. Just tell me this is too loud. Is that too loud?
No, you good.
Oh, no, you good.
No, you good.
I'm just doing what I did yesterday, so forgive me. All right. I sucked my fingers after tasting you. Your nectar dripping, sticky between my fingers, scented of your fluid passions. I remember seeing you there, naked body flush, blood bubbling to the surface, nipple in full salute, traces of sweat between breasts that leads like a river to your hips. Our kissing led to this. Your mouth a matador, allowing me to make countless passes, tongues hugging each other, denoting a promotion of consent. Contrite, I grip one hand in mine, the other one gripping your neck, and I lick and suck the sweet sweat. The weight of my body presses you deeper into the mattress, and I am not done yet. I draw back and look at this beautiful creature laying before me, knowing that my essence would soon be within her presence, that we would toil, bubble and boil, a cauldron of elemental witchcraft, ancient gear, oil and shaft. I needed her to know that my mouth was made for her, made for her pleasure. The secret told in whisper to her lips, the secret worship that I would enchant her. Me kissing her inner hips and sucking lightly but not politely. Known as a gentleman with the lineage of a caveman, I know gentle and the strength of rough, and knowing both would be applied. She put two fingers inside her mouth, moaning and sucking as I began. She was already seeping as I was keeping myself on hold, slow, unto a steady tempo. As I licked and hummed up her clit, letting her breath begin to become ragged, then come to unload, I caught everything in my beard and mouth as she explodes. Her taste is utterly magnificent as I suck and flip tongues, and she comes again. I let my fingers slide and pace, and I wish I say that I did it for her. but I do it for the taste. Poem.
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know where you get this music from, but let me tell you something. You are wicked with this music. Your poetry is exemplary, and the combination of both of them are just completely outstanding. I love this piece.
Thank you, Clay
Meadows.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I heard it last night, and it wasn't quite the same, so it was a little different. Changed up the cadence slightly, and it was good last night, but it's good tonight. Dope Ink. And then what was that song? I mean, I have an idea what that song was, but I could be wrong. What was that song?
Take You There by Her, but just the piano.
Yep. Just the piano. Nice.
Just the piano.
Nice. Yeah. Dynamic, broski. That's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man.
Well, thank you. I had a little bit more time to spend with it last night. I just wrote it in between, you know, I was like on the spot. I was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I just wrote it. So, yeah, the cadence was a little bit different. And so, you know, music helps with the pacing and the understanding and the breath and the pauses. It's all dramatic, but hopefully effective. You know, I got to write. I gotta write until I can practice. So, you know. That's the frustration.
It's all good, man. It's all good. But listen. Mojave.
Yes.
Before you get on that dance floor and getting groped by all of those women that preceded you.
I don't stand around and get groped. Who told you that?
I'm just saying.
Don't want to be you.
I'm a solo dolo type of dude. I like walls and pushing people up against them and kissing them. That's my thing. I will push you up against a wall and kiss you. That's my shit. Can't do that.
Not that I want to hear that, but okay.
Wait. I know you're not talking, sir. Mister,
I did nothing. I did nothing.
Right.
Listen. You say a couple of pieces of erotic poetry every so often.
Wait, all of a sudden. Legs trembling. Legs trembling.
That part, bro.
I know. You're not talking to me. I know.
It's so unfair. You say a couple of pieces of erotic poetry, and then people hit you in your DM.
Wait.
People want to knock on your door.
Wait. Shut up. Aren't you in the drip? Shut up.
Right.
Aren't you in the drip?
Right.
Excuse me. Someone's at the door.
Doorbell ringing.
I'll be back.
Oh man.
Don't mind me. I'm working.
Mojave.
I hate you so much.
Can you let everybody know about Tuesday night?
I can't.
Breathe, bro. Breathe.
Don't mind him, sweetheart.
I'm good.
Don't mind him.
You got the 9-year-old brother up here, and he's like, yo, you good? I'm mad right now. I'm sorry.
Some sometimes I'm allowed to have company.
I'm ready.
Let everybody know what you got going on Tuesday night.
Okay. All right. Let me get. Yo, I'm so mad right now. You know. All right. Let's do this. All right. Let's go. This Tuesday, coming up on Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, presents to you War Council, a creative, egalitarian panel that deals with relationships, community issues, and engagement. This particular Tuesday we are dealing with, are you emotionally unavailable? That goes for men and women. We're going to hash it out, scintillating conversations with an incredible soundtrack to back you. Now, here in the Official Radio Universe, understand that we are protected by First Amendment speech, so all the opinions of the people on the panel are their own and not subject to the Radio Universe. That being said, we're going to talk shit. Hopefully you can join us. Bring some toilet paper. Official Radio Universe, Real Entertainment Network, World Council, this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We're here for it. We're here for you. Thank you. Okay. My commercial.
All right, bro.
All right.
Get on over there on that dance floor, man. Like I said, I don't want to be you. One love, one mic.
One love, I'm running my ass off, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Lord,
that is
Lord,
Mojave.
Lord.
Check him out this coming Tuesday, Epiphany Radio Universe with the War Council. And I got to play this track before the next poet, man. I gotta set the atmosphere a little bit.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, yeah.
Take off those
tears,
lay on my bed,
whisper dirty things
while I'm pulling
on
your head.
Poison in
our veins,
but
we don't even care.
Candle dripping on your body,
baby, this is sinful death.
Everybody wonder where we run up to.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, Rain.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, you.
I heard y'all were having auditions for Good Kisses. And
for Dope Kisses?
Am.
You auditioned for the kissing booth?
Yeah.
You auditioned for the kissing booth, baby?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I have references.
Got a question before we take references. Got a question. Let me take a pull of my cigar before I ask. If I may, Van.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Beloved, how long is your tongue?
Listen, I don't know.
I'm asking because I know how long my tongue is, and I'm just saying.
Okay, well,
you're playing this.
And you know what?
My tongue.
Speaking of that,
my tongue is 5.5 inches long and 3.5 inches wide with a piercing inside. So I'm just saying.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
If you're playing this kissing game, you've got to come correct.
But you know,
I can lick my eyelashes.
Game, the kissing doesn't require a long nor thick tongue. It requires a skilled tongue.
There you go, it's the whole thing, it's the whole vibe. You're right.
The tongue's got a whole nother job, but you know.
Hey daddy, can you talk to her and usher her in?
You got your audition question out the way, right?
Yeah,
right. It's my turn, right?
I just had something. I figured I was talking for the both of us.
Oh, okay. All right. Noted.
My bad.
Accepted.
My bad.
Accepted.
My bad. My bad.
But the auditions.
My bad.
But the auditions are definitely open. They're definitely open.
Van, my kisses are better than my hugs.
Oh, Lord, sweet baby Jesus. Whew, check, please.
But
check,
I,
please.
I do need to make a comment about your co-host. He's feeling real, you were talking about out of character. He's feeling real comfortable in this space tonight.
Ain't
he's feeling
he?
Real comfortable in this space. I'm just saying. I mean, man, we
no,
already know what it is for you. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Real comfortable in
so space. y'all don't get to hear the naughty side of J. Robert, and y'all be thinking something different. Okay, it ain't comfortable, baby. This is me 24/7. I just take it down a level because I'm not a savage anymore. I'm a pig, but I ain't a savage no more. So I just take it down a bit. I take it down a peg so that no one gets offended by the kind of stuff I might be into when I'm next to you.
I mean, you definitely said some things tonight. I was like, did I call into the right? I was looking at, did I call into the right show?
Yeah, you called the right number, baby. It ain't a game. You called the right.
God
was talking to
my
you. That's why you called in this evening. And I'm so glad you did. So before Van accuses me of jumping across the table, I'm going to let him talk to you. Because I'm feeling kind of comfortable. Or as they say in England, comfortable.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
It's okay, Ray. It's all right, baby. I got you. Are you ready to get on down? Naughty stuff.
Yeah, I have an older piece from my pop. I'm gonna share.
All right, go ahead and get on down.
Laying here, naked. Weak limbs spread across plush white sheets, glowing in a blue room illuminated with black light. The windows opened wide with no care for who sees. See, we have been on a full display. I'm spent, breathless, nips swollen and erect, red lipstick smeared across my face. And your lips. And your thighs. Black mascara traces the evidence down my cheeks of how you fucked my limits and I swallowed every ounce of pleasure you poured into me. Before you wrapped your hand around my neck, pulled me up and kissed me deeply, see the taste of you is never wasted on our tongues. Something about how you manipulate my body. My thighs continue to beg my hips for reprieve. They seem to enjoy the way you manhandle me, abusing my pliability, bending my body, twisting my limbs. You love watching the sheer pain and pleasure this contortionist act gifted me. As you devoured my plump, delectable offerings from the front, the back, the side, the way your tongue slid between pink, swollen folds, slow and deliberate. You felt my flower bloom on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the root of it. I said, you felt my flower bloom on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the root of it. The expression on your face when you slid them inside and realized these waters seemed uncharted. You were about to explore and discover land and sea within me, and you did. As my regard rinks every animalistic movement you make, I love watching you. Sweat dripping from everywhere, yet somehow no evidence of fatigue. You calculated as you rise to the foot of the bed, aggressively yanking me by both ankles to the edge, flip my ass over, pull my hips back, and slowly slid the tip inside. Deep stroke as you stand up in it, your thick head still sensitive, so you just hold it there for a minute. My fleeting moans are demanding it, so you spread my ass open as your thumb scoops and preps my forbidden with coconut cold press, now primed and ready for your sex to explore the depths of me, all of me, because when we fuck, it's always in the name of love. There is no limits to this, no restrictions on the places we explore. Suddenly, I felt a hard bite on my ass cheek, followed by a smack. The sinking sensation through me. I relaxed completely, and now you're inside of me, slow strokes and rhythm as we moved together. Your downstroke and my backstroke filled with permission, faster, slower. And then just when your hips kiss my ass, your hand reached your... Now vibration on my clit as your strokes became longer and faster and deeper. We are in sync, both edging. I love the way you do this. I feel the pressure and the pulse of your pleasure intensified speed. My clit is on fire. Your backstroke slows. I explode. And you explode. We both convulse as you fill me with your gratitude and I spill for you. You smack my ass. We collapse just before we fell asleep with you inside of me. And then waking, here you are. Still inside of me. That's right.
My God. My God. J-Rob, you got to start this one. You have to. I'm processing. I'm processing.
I got to take a pull of this cigar, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. That was dynamite. That was dynamite.
Thank you, J-Rob.
That was absolute dynamite. I like that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I left you a song on the event page, too.
You did what to who?
I put you on to a song. I left it on the event page for you.
Oh, good looking. Good looking. I like suggestions.
Listen, I know you're the king of music, but, you know, I thought I might put you on to a little something I don't think you heard. But I appreciate you. Thank you.
Van Metals, what say you?
I don't know what I was turned on more by, the visual of the piece or hearing you say spread my ass open and smack my clit, those few lines that ran together.
I said nothing about slap, no clits. But it's funny that that's where it took
Hey, don't interrupt him. Let him rock. Don't interrupt the girl. He's in his own world. He's in his own world. Don't mess up his fantasy, sweetheart.
Don't mess up his fantasy.
Let him rock that. You finished, Van. You finished.
Thank you. You wrote what you wrote. I'm telling you what I heard what you
okay,
yeah,
right.
You finish. You say what you heard, Van. You say what you heard. You go, boy.
Go. This piece took me somewhere. It took me somewhere. I don't think I've ever heard this piece, have I? Have I ever heard this piece? I don't think so.
Probably not. I because of the nature of it, I normally write from experience, and this was actually simply a
dripper experience?
Right.
No, a dripper prompt.
I write from experience, and I was like, is this a dripper experience? I was like, shit, I need to stick and hang out in a dripper room more often.
I mean, I thought you was drip, but, you know, that's why, you know, anyway, whole nother.
Really? Really, that's what we're going to say live on the air? Really? Really? That's what we're doing? That's what we doing? You don't love me. You don't love me.
I mean, are you in the closet? I mean, I don't understand. Are you
did
like?
Did she ask if the brother was in the closet? What the hell, man?
You don't want people to know you a drip? I mean, I don't know. Am I exposing you in some way, somehow?
Sweetheart, I'm one of the original honey drippers.
I know.
I don't have
so what's
pontificate.
The problem here?
I don't have to pontificate. I sit back in the cut and I watch the shenanigans happen. And then just like God, when he comes off of Mount Olympus, I come down to strike a pose and be like, that's what y'all needed to go back to heaven and watch some more.
I can't. Okay, I know you're one of the originals. That's why I'm just like, what is this, a secret or what? I don't know. But yeah, so
did you not hear the doorbell ringing, baby? Did you not hear the doorbell ringing, baby?
All right, I got you.
That's a drip thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wrote that for the dripper room. That was it. So that's why you probably have not heard that before, because I don't spit it very often. Only when they ask the naughty, nasty. Because you know there's a lot of
people. Let me say thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for
phenomenal.
That.
Phenomenal.
You know, I'm more metaphoric with my erotic, but, you know,
yeah.
I step outside of it now and then.
We love it. We love it. Make no doubt about it. But
yeah,
now
we're
definitely on it tonight. I mean, hey, listen, the fans wanted it, the callers wanted it, the poets wanted it, so we decided to just give it. Is that our
listen, give it?
Because
listen,
somebody said all we do is consciousness, and all we do is, you know, thought stuff. We never do. How do I know you and Van could dive into the nasty realm? And I was like, you ain't never tuned into the show. But since you ask, we're going to give it to you. Wrote a song about it. I can't. Here it go.
Nasty.
Van's piece was
nasty.
Incredible.
I'm going to find out
Van's
just how
was
nasty y'all are in July.
Sweetheart, the only thing I can
there.
Say to that, bring a seatbelt.
I'm going to be there.
Just bring a seatbelt. Come prepared. Bring a seatbelt. Maybe a wheelchair.
Do you really think I need a seatbelt? I'm bringing the storm with me. That's what I'm bringing.
The first time for everything, baby. And I'm talking from 40 years of experience in this poetry game. You might want to bring a seatbelt. I'll bring something different to the live show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool in the gang. Thank you so much for playing. We have some lovely parties. Van.
Appreciate y'all for the stage. I will move over to the get down, and hopefully Mahali stopped laughing because he had me crying.
Yeah, we thought he was going to pass out, man. We thought he was going to pass out.
I missed it. Those funny.
My cousin's that dude.
You can't bring it back in. You can't bring it back in after that. I was like, see, I'll be smiling, I'll be laughing again right there. Right there.
Once I touch the funny bone,
it's
over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, I will move out of the way, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all. I hope that you have a great evening. I'll be here listening.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rain. Oh, man. Next artist on the mic, J-Rob, are you ready? Are you ready? You ready?
I so am. Who do we have?
Man, we got Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
The Gina Storm?
The Gina Storm. Gina, unmute your mic.
I did. Happy Friday Eve, J. Rob and Van.
Happy Friday Eve.
Hey, poet.
How you doing?
Happy Friday Eve.
I came to get down.
But let's get on down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, this is what I'm going to do for y'all, because I love you, and I haven't been here in a couple of weeks, and I notice y'all act funny when I don't show up, but I'm here, honey. I can either freestyle or read something I wrote. Because I'm
well,
a poet. And
I
want to
hear something you wrote.
Smart artist.
Van, okay. you know she's a female Rakim, so let's hear something she wrote.
I got one question. I got one question.
Yes.
Gina Storm, is it naughty? Is it nasty?
Oh yeah, I'm still a grown up.
is it dripping? Is it leaking?
It can be absolutely
soaking wet, leaking.
I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I just got a message in my inbox from a family member that said, get raunchy. Oh, so I got to act a fool.
Let's do this. J-Rob, usher Gina to the mic, please.
Gina, sweet thing. Allow me and Van to move away from the microphone, stand in front. stare at your audience, and would you please go on ahead and get.
Well, I can't even get down. I had to go in the kitchen so I could have my grandchildren there in my bedroom watching Disney. but I got to see it going up. So I have a prompt that says, if your panties aren't right before you pull them down, you're doing it wrong. I've had a good piece, do it right. I wrote this piece on January 3rd, 2000. I can't express what I think when you contact me. My mind wanders. Time here, either you're here or me there. I breathe and hurt girl mad. So I'm gonna give you this. When I realized that you could make my panties wet with a look, a touch, or a kiss, I played it, and you have that black man mad, or maybe it's voodoo that you do. I'm open to it too. My walls were built with six leaves, they're all being pumped. Yes.
Okay, I have to stop you because we can't really hear the piece. It's a little muffled, and I don't want you to go all the way through it.
Can you hear me good now?
Let me talk a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's perfect. Please start over.
Yeah, see,
perfect.
What I was trying to make sure the babies couldn't hear me because I'm Gigi right now. Okay, I'm going to start over. Oh, my God,
okay.
You have to understand, like, they don't know me like that.
I know.
Let me start over. Oh, thank you, man. Poetic, you got to understand that I'm two people. So I had to switch gears. So I'm going to turn off. I'm going to turn off Gigi and go back to being a stone. Oh, God. This is horrible. Okay, so I titled this piece, Do It Right. I can't express what I think when you contact me. My mind wanders to time shared. Either you're here or I'm there. My breathing changes and heartbeats can be heard and felt. My resistance melts. I'm liquid in an instant and you can always get it. Mean it. So you hold your dig as a gift. See, I see you as something amazing. I call your stick a magic stick. Because I feel like it's some wizardry that you're doing to my punani, and I have no resistance. And when I realized that you could make my panties wet with a look, a touch, or a kiss, I crave it and you. That is that black man magic, or maybe it's the voodoo that you do. I'm open to it, too. My walls that have been built, they were meticulously previously, are crumbling down. I've known the whole while, but believed. It was mostly talk. You're more than that because you can walk the walk. From the first minute I was pulled into you, I promised you I was thoroughly ruined for all others. I claimed you as my last lover. If you do something, you do it right. I usually run and or I put up a fight, but you got my mind and my body right. Parts throb while I'm writing this, thinking of what you do. I'm exhausted. But look now and look forward to the round 2, 3, 4, however many it takes. There's more in store. If you ever remove my panties with your mouth, they'd be soaked with anticipation, total saturation. My clit would wave hello and my mind would open to the fast or the slow, however the strokes need to go. There's a high score that will be achieved by me. Finally, sexual needs exceeded with no regret. I'm sorry, I gotta go. I'm thinking of you and it has me wet. And I can't even release yet. Because I'm doing that, oh, stop, don't breathe. And it's for permission and then release. Yes, I'm on the edge of satisfaction and you hold the key. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me in peace.
I'm just saying, Gina, if you remove your panties with my teeth, they gonna be soaked with anticipation.
Are you still here, girl? Have you made-
Lord.
J-Rap, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that line?
I was drinking water.
Right, right.
I was drinking water.
Let me get some. Let me
to
get
have
some.
A woman say some shit to you, look you in your face, and be like, if you can take my panties off with your teeth, then we're going to have ourselves a good fucking time tonight, baby. That's some shit to hear.
Yeah, man. Lord, have mercy.
I wasn't ready.
My God. My God.
I had been listening. All I could say was, oh, my God, I got to bring it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I went into the archives for that one.
You did that. That line is going to be with me for a minute. My panties will
be yes. Oh, yes.
Anticipation.
Oh, yes.
What?
She understood the assignment in full.
Yes, I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, my God. Yes, you really did.
But like I said,
thank
I
you
hide
so
my
much. That's all right. Stay
oh
high.
My wow.
For letting me know I had to increase my volume because I needed that to be heard. Yeah, real talk.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
I need to go get myself together.
Yeah, love her. We needed that to
shower.
Be heard. Shoot. I don't know about what you needed to be heard. We needed that to be heard.
Oh, okay. I love it. Mm. Oh, my goodness. That's why I come to get down. Absolutely. That's the reason right there.
No, that's the reason why we like having you come through, because, girl.
I feel so naughty. Look, I feel like a bad girl right now.
Stop playing Nana. Nana nasty with Nana a bad girl.
Right. No, they don't need to know. They don't need to know me like that. So, like I said, I had to hide.
Like Luther said, no one has to know.
Nana nasty.
Yes, Nana nasty.
Nana nasty.
I'm a Capricorn.
Not nasty. Nana nasty.
You know what's feeling good when I start speaking
nasty.
Spanish?
Nasty,
absolutely,
nasty.
Poppy.
Lord. Whew. All right.
I came with y'all.
We're going to move you. We're going to move you to the get down dance floor, baby.
I'm
going to
take off my papers and ring them out. I'm going to get down in the lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. She said she's going to take them off and ring them out. Hey, I got to play this because we got some smoothness coming up next. I got to play this. Got some smoothness coming to the mic, J-Rob, in the form of a divine demon in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going down?
What's going on, divine
Double
demon?
D.
How you feeling, brother?
What did you do, big brother?
I am well. Glad to be in the house with the Get Down family.
Oh, man, it's good to have
you. Brother, since you happen to be family, you dialed the right number.
How y'all doing?
You dig? Hey,
doing
man.
Good, man.
In spite of all the other stuff people might hear, it's a good night to be on the Get Down. I'm just saying.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I heard a lot of hotness going on. There's a lot of, I can't even explain it. I'm looking for a certain word to describe, how you say raunchy in a clean way.
Man, good luck with that. Good luck
hey,
with
I
that.
Hey, I got a message before I start this piece. I got a message for Rain.
Give it to her, bro. Give it to her, bro.
I want to drown in the rain. And I want to be her fulcrum because I'm hot and ready and full of cum. Yeah, I got the DDE. So you know what that means.
Ooh-wee.
See, it's 107 degrees over here. I need a little bit of rain as we speak.
Nice.
Well, man, Just take the brakes off, man. Let the brother ride with no brakes. Let him do poetry. Just keep screaming, no brakes, no brakes.
Bro, Divine Demon, you know, you hear what we doing tonight. Sir. Hey, man, we heard your piece last night, too, bro. Just going to let you know.
You tried to skate out of there.
You know, you tried to skate out of there without getting anything in. You tried. But you was bullied.
Yeah, somebody helped me to the
closet. In a nice way. She hemmed you up in the corner and said, no, you not going to walk in here and think you not going to do a piece. Hey. That was phenomenal. Yeah. Well.
She said affectionately, I wish you would try to do no poetry in here. I wish you would. He's like, I'm watching the game, baby. Let a brother get a little basketball on. She's like, you can get your basketball on and watch some ESPN. You're going to spit some of the goddamn poetry in here tonight. And then my train pulled in.
She sure did. I know you ain't coming without no damn piece. Uh-oh.
He sure did. But, love you, La Perla Negra.
Yeah, it was cool.
She was a bully last night.
I'm sorry, what did you say, J-Rob?
She was a bully last night. I'm just saying. She was a bully.
Yes, she was. But I'm going to say this for a piece and get out the way. I'm hoping that it fits the genre. Because sometimes I'm told I don't play by the rules. So I'm going to try this.
All right, brother. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Peach Treat. I dined on a feast which transforms me into a greedy beast. I carefully sucked the juice from the fruit while the liquid engulfs my face. I slow the pace as if it's a tandem race. My lips pass the baton to your clit and your lips spit it back to me. I'm a professional at this game, so it's more than an act to me. My jaws cover your lips in a vice-like grip. I suck so hard, I feel your inner seed. I turn on my motor and adjust the labia licking speed. Even the best counselors can't intercede. What I do is I create my sinner's creed. I devour your sweet assortment like a basket of mixed berries. You say that tongue's a monster because it's sure enough scary. I insert it slowly and tickle your appendix. I eat your hole like it has holes and my needle-like tongue can mend it. This tasty fruit is sweet as a peach. The juice clogs my voice box, causing me to alter my speech. I'm telling my brain to keep it clean because it comes out ebonics. Now you're hooked and can't speak like cooked on phonics. See, I have this thing about eating peaches. Giving lessons is my profession. So get prepared as I teach this ideology of sweet juices running down my throat. I'll place my tongue over your entire blessing and you begin to emote. Emote high-pitched sounds of mysteria. Your region has hysteria. Now you're looking for a shot for my oral diphtheria. My tongue infects you and injects you, but not creating bacteria, because I'm a pro at this. I'm riding and biting your clit that flow to this. Ran your pussy owes to this. I mean, I owe it a kiss, a lick, and a hug, because drinking juice is what I plug. And my satisfaction leaving you in traction is like a damn drug. Let me dictate while I enunciate as you appreciate, then we celebrate. Your goodness, because I'm going to finish sucking the drink from your sweet overflowing sink. All you can see is, goodness gracious, this thing I do of making you spew is not for the young or the ancient. As my tongue goes into turbo mode, I start off slow, make figure eights, then large O's on your lips till my lips you can't quit. But if it ain't ripe, it ain't right. And if it ain't ripe, it ain't sweet. That's like eating a peach cobbler that's been sitting out for a week. So as I devour your fresh cobbler, your body calls me the orgasm robber. Your pussy calls me Mr. Throbber, because you've been throbbing from that first lick. Your clit is attached to my lips, and as you begin to spit, my urethra touches your urethra as I clean, drink, and swallow it. So surrender your peach rain. My lips will be appreciative, leaving you speechless, but keep in mind, I don't just drink the juice. I eat it. In peace, Divine Demon.
Yo.
Why your man got a song like Teddy Pendergrass on that? He's right, like, I don't devour it. I eat it.
I'll devour it.
I eat it.
Yo, that's exactly what got me, too. Yo. Oh, bad.
He's like Eddie Murphy on that. You got
what I did.
You got what I did.
Like, okay. I eat it.
Eat on
hey,
it.
Man,
yum, yum, give me some.
Listen, man, first of all, man, it's good that you don't play by the rules. It's good.
That part.
Because when you don't play by the rules and you spit this kind of poetry, even though you believe you're not playing by the rules, you're definitely playing by the rules. But they are your rules to make what you spit fit. And I'm always appreciative of that, man. And this piece is no different. This was some serious ink, bro. And I dig it, man. I dig it.
I appreciate that. I thought it was a little bit better than saying I'm going to be a 6 foot tampon.
Right.
Wait, say that again?
That was one of my lines in a piece last night. I said I want to be buried in the consortium 6 foot tampon.
Wow. Wow.
Yo, man, Divine Demon, this brother here is something else. This brother here is something else.
I appreciate the little intro music, too. Poetic.
Hey, man, yeah, that's all you, bro. That's all you. Oh, you.
Bro, you're a Billy Badass with that pen.
For sure.
Ben, have you seen his latest Facebook post? This brother is something sick with this pen.
Yeah, he's wicked. He's wicked, without question, man. Without question.
I appreciate y'all. I thought I should call in today because I've just met y'all might be banned from the FCC. So I was like, let me get in before they get bounced off the air.
We might.
Hey, if there's no get down next week, it's because of this show. Blame Van.
Right.
Yo, that's it. That's it. That is it.
I'm going to pay the fine, but blame Van.
J-Rob.
Yo,
next,
talk to me.
Next week, the Get Down has been placed on FCC ban. How do y'all feel about that?
Ooh, Divine Demon, you're clever, boy. Van, I sent you 9 other intros the other day. We got to go over those first.
Yeah, but
come back on this side of the table, Van. Come back on this side of the table.
You want me to come back? You sure?
Come back. Come back on this side. Right. Remember,
just,
if I was your
just
ink.
Write that down.
I got you.
Add it to this.
But
add
remember,
this.
If I was your ink.
I got to go back over.
No, don't do that now. Don't do that because we got company.
Don't do that because we have company. But okay, we'll go back over it. Divine Demon, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, bro. I definitely appreciate you, man.
All day.
You did your thing, man. But we're going to get you over to that Get Down dance floor. And I'm going to need you to pick up the phone. I'm going to need you to call Steph Curry. Tell him to light the fire in the Draymond's behind. Tell Draymond we need him in the game, not fouling out of the game. He's fouled out of 2
right.
of the 3 games. Bro, you're unavailable
right.
for the play. You're unavailable.
Yeah.
There's time left.
Yeah.
You can get back in this game. Stop playing football and play basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because Dennis Rodman, when he did it, he won championships. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Right.
But
you're exactly right.
But one love, one mic, bro. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Be cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Divine Demon. If you are still hearing my voice, congratulations. You have made it to the overtime hour. Those who were listening in online, guess what? Yeah. They missed it if they didn't call in. They missed it.
I will.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one station in town. This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, next up on the mic. Oh yeah, let me get this man. Let me find something. Because this person really don't really care about music, you know, and I think it's only fitting that that I find him something that's appropriate, since he really doesn't care about music like that. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, he wouldn't like that. He wouldn't like that. Yeah, he wouldn't like that. Ah, to hell with it. I ain't giving him no music. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria, Epiphany's Own. What it do, bro?
You. Well, you motherfucker.
I ain't do nothing.
Oh, that shit had me cracked up. Oh, fuck. I ain't giving him no music. Yeah, y'all know the nigga. He is.
No. You know what? This is that's a slight payback from that video that we did when he's like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mr. Metaphoria, and these are those niggas.
Them niggas over there. They say some shit, too. That's not my fault, John. That was just, it was accidentally in creation. Van's name had to be smaller. Remember Van gave us 8 seconds worth of poetry and shit. Like, here, use that shit, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But still, when they saw the video, that joint in big letters was like, Mr. Metaphoria.
And them niggas.
And I was like,
and the others. And the others.
Oh,
the audience
shit,
was like, the audience was like, who's those guys in the back? He was like, oh, them niggas, they do poetry too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
I'm Mr. Metaphoria.
Yeah. But don't worry about that. Just worry about what I'm saying.
He's like, grooving? Yeah. Grooving? Yeah.
And look, I knew tonight the way my luck was going to run. As I was in queue and I heard Divine Demon, I said, it's going to be just my motherfucking luck. I have to follow that shit. And lo and behold, I have to follow that shit.
You have to follow
well,
it.
Fuck, yep. I'm screwed now. Yeah, shit. But fuck it, I'm here. You know, hey, I'm here. Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all nasty ass.
Doing good, man. I don't know what you're talking about. J-Rob wrote my piece. J-Rob wrote my piece.
Van, why are you lying? Dave, you've heard my poetry. I don't do this kind of stuff. Van said it to me and said, just shut up and say it.
Yeah, I just knew you was going to be on here tonight saying, and here comes another nasty motherfucker. Here comes another nasty motherfucker.
I didn't know. I just said it.
I'm hoping I can even remember how to do this shit. But I'm going to do something here of it. But y'all don't ask me no questions. I heard the questions y'all was asking. Don't ask me that shit, y'all. How long is people's
case,
tongues and shit? No, we're not going to ask that tonight.
We haven't asked none of the fellas any questions.
Yeah.
It's just inappropriate for us to ask us.
Yeah, that would just be all the fuck wrong.
One of the ladies, Mike, so they can ask you a question, you know, hey.
Which lady you got?
Pick one.
He got all of them.
Well, surprise me, but don't be funny, motherfucker.
Surprise him? Dave, he said surprise him? Is that what he said?
Surprise him.
He said surprise him. But don't be
funny. I said, but don't be funny, motherfucker.
Miss Lips.
You said surprise me first.
Yeah.
That means...
Can you please ask Mr. Metaphoria a question around
the
topic?
Hey, baby, it's been quite a moment since we've talked.
Oh, you missed me, did you?
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
No, don't do that shit, Dave. No. Do the voice you had before. No. Do the voice you had when you first came on the show. No. No.
Oh, you
ain't fucking up our show with that Rock Hudson deep sounding stuff. No. You have the voice you had when you said hello to me and Van. You call us MFers.
Hey, John,
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, pay him.
My bad.
Pay him no attention, Lisa Lips. What question do you have for me?
You got something real sexy and nasty for me.
I just might.
Really,
get entitled.
Really? That's how we do it? Really? I'm going to turn my mic off. Never mind. I want to hear this shit. I'm going to turn my mic off.
This is titled The Reason. I want to be the reason you stop breathing. Not die, but stop breathing. As if the importance of air no longer exists, as I go there with the most passionate kiss. Where? There. You know where. Point in which you feel you can see your spirit exiting your body. Let me be the reason. Let me be the freak you imagine me to be, as well as 10 levels past your imagination, in which I am. I'll make Niagara Falls out of whatever others left to be the Serengeti. Silk sheets ripped into confetti, and you realize I can keep you blazing hot for hours as I'm cold as ice, nicknamed Yeti. Let me be the one and only, for I am the only one who will send you into a state of euphoria that will make you see footprints left across the sun, snowflakes in the middle of July, and roses blooming in winter, but you'll never question why. Crush my cheeks within the grip of your thighs as I make your entire body and soul convulse. Satisfaction brings about tears of joy, but no need to cry me a river. The sweet water of your yawny stream is enough for me, swallowing each and every ripple all the way to tidal wave, because there's never too much for me. So just let me be the reason you stop breathing. As our French kiss southern lips from the time in which sunrise clocks in until moonlight finishes its next shift. As I drink away your knowledge of all logical reality, because in actuality, this type of bliss only happens in your wildest dreams. As I taste the nectar of your innermost secrets through your secretions until completion repeats itself like a broken record, falsettos of, I can't take it. As I service every nerve ending of your clitoris, not even the greatest artists could picture this. Just let me be the reason. In peace.
Yeah, this dude right here, man. This dude right here. J-Rob, you first, bro. You first.
Don't compliment him. He ain't shit. You heard him drop his voice like 18 octaves, sound like he from another planet, and sound all sexy, what have you, and making me advance, sound like we average human beings, because he got the gift to throw out his voice like 14 octaves. Like he a giant. Well, he is a giant because David's like 6'13". But then it's like God saying poetry, and all of us are looking into heaven like, how come I couldn't write that?
True that.
Very nice piece of
poetry.
I don't
know what you're talking about, John. I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
but
no.
I appreciate
it. Use a voice you had when you first came on the show, Dave. Not this voice. Not this voice, sir.
This is what I got, John. I don't know what you're talking about.
I swear, I hope one of the birds in your neighborhood shits on you a lot for saying them lies. And then leaves a letter in the air saying, this is from J-Rob.
Such horrible congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know,
no, the piece,
I'll be sure to
the
wear
piece
a hat
itself is the piece is exquisite. And what I dug about the piece, you didn't do that today, yesterday, tomorrow sequence that you're famous for. You did something different.
Yeah, I retired that shit.
You know, he talked about,
like,
I want to make the waters of Niagara Falls jealous. You ain't going to be wet, baby. You're going to be swooshing.
That's it. Shit, I want to drown. Fuck it.
I can see his tombstone now. Here lay the deepest voice that you'll ever hear in the poetry community. But he realized he couldn't talk and breathe at the same time.
He wasn't amphibious.
And went at the same motherfucking
he wasn't amphibious.
He wasn't amphibious.
Trying to breathe underwater.
No, I'm Baptist.
But that's what I'm talking about, bro. That was a dynamic piece, bro. You know how you do, man. I kind of like the today, yesterday, tomorrow. I kind of like that, but, you know. But this piece, man, this piece was really, really good, Dave. You know, you talk about that you know you were tired or you can't do this stuff, but then you come out here and you do this stuff. And then we all be like, this nigga here, this is what we
that part, man. That part.
This. Talking about, I'm just trying to keep up with y'all.
That's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to keep up with y'all.
But nah, man, it's a dynamic ink, man. Your pen is wicked, bro. And we appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. I'm
not trying to stroke your ego. but my niece just hit me back channel, and she said, Uncle John, who's that with the deep voice? And I text her right back, mind your damn business and just listen to the show.
What's your niece's name, John?
It doesn't matter, Dave. She hit me back channel because she's listening to the show. Doesn't matter.
Okay,
it's your family,
your
Dave.
Uncle,
that's your niece too.
Your
so it doesn't
uncle,
matter.
Won't tell me your name. Hello, John's niece.
All right, and since you're family, she's your niece too, Dave. So my the no.
I'm adopted. It's different when you're adopted.
All right, Mr. Metaphoria. We're going to send you to the
$8,000
store. Brother, one love,
you
one
see,
mic.
He keep with the deep voice, man. You know that's not what he do. He keep with the deep voice.
One love, one mic, y'all. I'm out of here.
Peace, King.
One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen. That is Mr. Metaphoria. Next brother coming up. I got to play this track because I don't think he got to hear it yet. I know Divine Demon is still listening because I know when Divine Demon was on, he was on Let's Talk About It. It happened to be one of his song choices. But let me let this play just for a little bit.
Love King Forever. Mr. New Baby Boomer.
I open up the one, the only CEO of Epiphany Radio at Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you for real the poet Douglas. Baby, baby.
Shannon. Shannon Abusa.
Shannon Abusa. Shannon Abusa.
What it do? What it what do? Nasty boys. Nasty boys. What it do?
That's
nasty man. Boys.
What it do?
What it do? Nasty boys.
Baby,
baby.
That was
me. Yeah. Y'all doing a thing up in here tonight. Nasty and everything. Everybody's all nasty, breathing heavy and stuff and all that whatnot. Hey,
yeah.
That was real sappy by the brother David Mott. David Mott got real sappy. Yeah, and the love and all that stuff like that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
In the words of DMX, that's your man. That's your man.
Yeah, he done sappiness all up in the joint. I like that. Yeah, I was just listening in, y'all. I was just laughing. Y'all got me laughing. Who is that? Daddy. Somebody's daddy up in here.
Hey, don't you stop. Don't you stop.
If I may, sir, if I may.
Don't even do it.
That would
do it.
That would be. That's fact.
Somebody a chocolate king, daddy king up in that joint. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to play, in honor of that song, I'm going to play Daddy's Home for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not saying who. I'm not saying who.
Somebody needs to hear it.
J-Rap. Can you please usher the CEO to the mic, please? Change the subject.
Yo,
let's get back on track.
Minute,
let's get back
up,
on track.
Wait a minute. Let's get back on track.
Brother
hold
CEO, brother
yes,
CEO,
sir.
You,
minute,
you notice how he wants us to leave because he don't want to hear daddy's home.
He don't want to
hear nonsense,
but,
man.
Yeah.
I don't want to
hear
that.
Gonna
hear
it for a long time. He gonna hear it for a long time. Hey, but y'all
nope,
know, y'all
nope.
look.
I'm
just,
not
gonna
hear.
You know,
you
I'm
know what? You know
why? Why?
Because you're retired, bro. And you're not here now.
No, but
so I ain't got to worry
I'm
about hearing.
I'm going to be inboxing you, bro. Oh, no. I'm not the only one that's going to give it to you, bro. But yeah, y'all know I don't do this little, this nastiness and stuff like that. I'm very romantic. My stuff is Harlequin compared to all the stuff that I heard up in here. The closest my stuff get to is that David Mott's happiness that he just did. You know, I don't do that nasty stuff. It's, you know, it's not my flavor. Like J-Rob usually say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
I hear you, bro.
I don't do that nasty stuff, Daddy. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Hey, but listen, for real, I'm going to stop messing with you. But, I just wrote a little something while I was listening to the show, man, because, you know, I really don't engage in such deep, verbal intercourse and all that kind of stuff. I don't do all that shit. So I wrote a little something that's a little sensitive.
J-Rob.
Yes.
J-Rob. J-Rob, usher the brother to the mic, man, so we can hear this little song. Oh, wait. Before we do that, hey, man, did you hear that track I just played? You ain't got nowhere to play it. You ain't got nowhere to play it, bro. You ain't got no show. You ain't got nowhere to play it. So,
I got some place to play it. It's called My Bedroom. Hey, whose cup was that, man? That was a remake.
Yeah, that's Raheem Devon. Raheem Devon.
I thought that was kind of, you know, I thought that was a brother singing that shit.
Yep.
But I just wanted to make sure. But, yeah, I got some place to play it, man. Don't get it twisted.
All right, bro. J-Rap, I should have broski to the bank.
You do realize this is his network. He always got a place to play it.
That's right. That's right.
Crickets.
Mr. CEO. Mr. CEO. Brother man.
Yeah.
Listen, me and Van, I like having fun with you, brother. But you have a specific skill set that fits this show. And because I know you're a Libra, you got some material. So we just going to let you go on ahead and get on down, brother.
Well, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. This is very sensual. This is titled Sensually. If she allows me, I'd run up in her, take her from the back, take her back door off the hinges, and feel her innards. Go all eight in her. Go all bananas. Give her bananas. I'm a gorilla. Fill her every orifice with tongue, finger, my dick, karanga, kangaroo all in her. Vagina, hop in that pouch. Stretch her walls out. Rattlesnake all in her mouth. 15 minutes like a rhino. Horn all in her. Then slow down in her like a turtle. Take 2 blue pills. Make her blow snot bubbles. Cause I got superpowers. Feel her over, flip her over, take her from behind, take her from the back, give her anaconda, fuck her brains out, from Philly to Wakanda, give her religion, fill her with these veins, volcanic cream, Lord, make her call out to Jesus, take her clit in between my lips, hum on it until she drips and repents and shit, And when she leaves, she gonna need crutches, bandages, cause I'm gonna cause damages. Then I'm gonna eat a sandwich, cause we gonna do this for hours and hours and hours. Essentially, in peace,
bro.
Wee,
bro. Boy, you was a mess, bro.
You was a mess.
This is definitely a for real, the poet original, ladies and gentlemen. Original.
Then I'm going to eat a sandwich. Cause I'm gonna cause some damage, and then we'll take a shower.
Wow.
Why so?
Essentially.
I can't do that rhythm joint he did with the house. I would sound like the retarded kid in church trying to sing a musical hymn. You're like, sing it, Johnny. Take it. Jesus. I ain't going to try, but the piece itself is sick. The piece was dope, and I dug it. It fits what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, I dedicate that
it
piece to
Dad.
It
fits what this show is talking about.
That piece was dedicated to Daddy.
If you look at the event page, there is a song.
Mm-hmm.
There is a song dedicated to Dad.
Oh, it's already
dedicated
to Daddy? I'm just
saying. It's already there, brother. By Jermaine Jackson. By Jermaine Jackson.
Nah, you will see. Dope as always, bro. Dope as always, man. Hey, man, listen. Listen. Man,
yes, sir.
We know you're the CEO of this network. First and foremost, we thank you for that.
Thank you.
But you also happen to be a CEO of another company, bro. Can you let people know where they can find these jewels, these gems, these raw links?
Hey, man, they can always find those raw links at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com, also at instagram.com, and also at amazon.com. Hey, just type in the words raw links be raw, and you'll find the brother and all those precious gems, stones, jewels, crystals, and bracelets and necklaces, custom made to fit. Baby, baby, why be average when you can be raw? And that's that piece.
That part.
I got mine.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine.
But do
that's
you
right.
have yours?
That's right.
There's the question. There's the question.
That's the question.
Do you have yours? But you need, if you
that's
don't have it,
brother.
You need to come and get it.
And if you need to find it, check me out on Facebook.com at Raw Links Be Raw, and you'll get yours.
There it is.
Like I got mine. There you go.
That's right.
There you go. All right, brother.
Good morning.
For real, the poet Douglas, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can join Mojave, Mr. Metaphoria, Divine Demon. Finally, we got some testosterone to balance out with these ladies because, you know, these ladies, you know, they came pretty strong tonight.
I heard them. Shout out to Miss Lips and Miss Pearly for doing their things. I heard them. They nasty.
Just nasty, bro. Just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a place
with,
for them. There is a place for them.
Filth. There's definitely a place for
yes,
them.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
They don't allow it no more in Philadelphia, but there's some places that still allow it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, brother, we'll get you on over there.
One love.
This
one
is
love.
The show, man. One love. One mic. Thank you, man, for tuning in and being your naughty self. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
I got to go old school on you for a hot second, Van, and tell everybody, check this one song out that I'm playing. This is an old slow jam when a certain somebody was a certain somebody, and everybody just used to listen to it. This is a slow jam, so check that out. As you were about to say, Van, please.
No problem. I was just about to say that it's real, the poet, author Larry Maddox. So, let me give you the Epiphany Rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, and yours truly, guest hosting will be me, Poetic. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra and her guest co-host, Rob Poetry Morrow. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all's King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. We got the War Council. Make sure you tune in. And then Wednesday night, my goodness, Wednesday nights are hotter than hot with the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And we'll be right here next Thursday for another fine edition of The Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, we're going to start tonight with you, my good brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son.
Van Meadows. This took me away from the other stuff that's on my mind that I'm going through. So I want to thank everybody for allowing me an opportunity to hang loose and let my hair down a little bit. And I'd like to ask her to keep my family in prayer. We'll talk about that later. However, for all of the poets that came through tonight and blessed this platform, The Get Down, I humbly say thank you. I hope this isn't the last time that you come through. Tonight was magical, and so was your poetry. But I hope you all understood that there are times in which me and Van Meadows can dive into that naughtiness and have some fun with it at the same time. This was really good. Let me salute all of you for your gift and tell you from the bottom of my soul, thank you for blessing us with your gift and sharing it as we share along these platforms, that there are people all over the world listening to your gift when you bless us. To Van Meadows, I stand and I salute you as I do every week. I remind you that I love you, brother. I try to tell you there's nothing that you can do about it. There are things in our lives that a lot of people wish they can do. But one of the things that I get to do on a regular basis is I get to rock with you on The Get Down. And before I let this go, and I say thank you again, something that came to my attention from a brother from North Carolina, where he said this to us, and I say this to all the listeners and to the Epiphany Radio universe. When it comes to poetry, I'll use it metaphorically. He says, whatever you do in life, do it so well that the living, the dead, and the yet unborn could not have done it better. Remember the three phases of time, which are called the past, the present, and the future. Because we have an obligation to the past not to destroy that which was built by those who came before us, because we are standing on their shoulders. We have a duty to the present to serve those that are here today. And we have a responsibility to those of the future that when we leave this poetry scene, we leave it better than we found it. And lastly, it's important to inspire those around you to be better than you, and help those with good hearts and intentions and inspire them to greater heights so that you can help them reach their goals. So, to all of you, I love you all. Can't wait till next week so we can do this again. Peace and blessings. Van Meadows.
First, let me address you, Mr. J. Rob, the Wise Son, my brother from another mother, my friend. I love you, bro. I consider it an honor to sit in week after week with you as we bring this show, The Get Down, to life. And, brother, you truly are an amazing individual. From what you do for the community, your family, the Epiphany family, and society as a whole, let me be that encouraging voice to let you know we see you, we salute you, and we appreciate you. Love you, bro.
Love you more, B.
To the Epiphany Radio universe, the Epiphany family, without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So we do not take it lightly or take it for granted that you come here and you spend 2+ hours with us on The Get Down. We thank you, and we love you for it. To the Epiphany host, the host that call in, the CEO, man, I'm glad I have a family like you to dig into the trenches with us, to make sure that we keep producing top-quality shows. And ladies and gentlemen, you are heard here when you spit your poetry. You're heard around the world. And that is a phenomenal feeling to be heard everywhere. Google Play, CastBox, Spreaker, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio. Man, you guys are amazing. And there's no other place I would rather be than here on Epiphany Radio. So to that I say, I can't wait to see y'all tomorrow on Iron Sharpen Iron.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So we will see y'all tomorrow night at 10 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. One love, one mic, peace.
Peace, y'all.